After years of rising prices for Affordable Care Act health insurance plans, many North Carolinians are in for a nice surprise, a price decrease. Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina says the state approved its request to lower rates an average of 4.1% across the state. In Charlotte and Gastonia, the decrease is more significant. WFAE's Alex Olgan reports.
Premiums could decrease by as much as 16.5% in Charlotte and Gastonia. The amounts will vary based on the tax credits people qualify for. Blue Cross says this is the first time it's reducing rates since it started offering plans on the marketplace in 2014. CEO Patrick Conway attributes these decreases to different payment arrangements with doctors and hospitals. Instead of paying them every time a patient comes in, providers will be paid based on how healthy they keep patients. Conway says the deals it's made with hospitals and doctors in the Charlotte and Gastonia areas are more beneficial to patients.
Charlotte and the Triangle, there's competition, so we were able to engage with the various hospitals and providers in the state and say, you know, we needed to partner to both lower rates and the total cost of care.
He says rates will go up in the east and western parts of the state where there's less competition. Blue Cross insures about 475,000 people on the marketplace in North Carolina. About a quarter of those customers are in the Charlotte and Gastonia areas. Statewide, Conway estimates these arrangements will reduce medical costs by $120 million in 2019. He said rates would have been cut more if the Trump administration hadn't changed other parts of the health care law, such as removing the individual mandate and lifting limits on short-term health plans. Last year, insurers raised rates to deal with uncertainty about the ACA's future, says Sabrina Corlett, a research professor at Georgetown University.
They knew that there were all these risks to the ACA, and so they increased their prices for 2018. And in many cases, companies overshot the mark. So they priced almost too high, and now we're seeing a correction.
Two other insurers are offering plans in North Carolina next year, Cigna, which requested a rate increase of more than 3%, and Ambetter, which is new to the market. More than 500,000 North Carolinians bought health insurance plans on the exchange last year. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan.